Good morning, everyone. The annual Hawaii Honganji major policy making event, we call it the Gisekai or the Legislative Assembly, was just concluded last Saturday with the gala luncheon, during which five new living treasures of Hawaii were recognized by the Honganji Mission. Our annual event of recognizing the living treasure of Hawaii has been continuing for 42 years, and it's always an important public event to honor people who have done so much, oftentimes without much public acknowledgement, but so much to make our society that much more humane and meaningful. As one who is connected with the Honganji all my life, I'm always proud of our Honganji's Living Treasure program, which is successfully going on for, which has been going on for 42 years. Now, turning our eyes to wider scope, another special and impressive ceremony is being conducted in Kyoto, Japan today. It is called the Dento Hokoku-e, or Monshu's Accession Ceremony. This is to honor and acknowledge our new Monshu, Kojun Otani, who is assuming the 25th Monshu-ship of Honganji, the lineage of which goes way back to Shinran Shonin over 750 years. Now, this ceremony is going on presently, and it's going to continue for quite some time yet. It is a moment to acknowledge the new Monshu to the position of a spiritual leadership of Honganji. And this program is something very special in Japan today. This ceremony is conducted over 10 increments of 8 days each, with a week of break in between. It begins in October of last year, and it runs up to the end of April. It close to or over 500,000 people are expected to attend these services over this 80 or so days span. Hawaii Honganji headquarters has organized two groups to participate in this ceremony. One group has already attended in one of the services held back in October, and another group is to participate in the service on March 31st next month. I am planning to attend with this second group next month to join in the joy of our new Monshu's accession ceremony. I have had the privilege of attending the 24th Monshu Otani Koshin's service close to 40 years ago. So I am looking forward for this 25th Monshu Kojun Otani service, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Jodo Shinshu has a unique tradition where our spiritual leadership lineage has been transmitted without interruption for over 750 years, dating back to Shinran Shonin. The unique teaching of Shinran Shonin can be described in many ways, but this morning, let me begin with the words of Shinran Shonin as recorded in the Gutoku Sho, or note on Gutoku. Gu means foolish, and toku means bald-headed or stubble-haired. This is the title Shinran himself gave to this manuscript. It says as follows: the heart of the wise is such that they are inwardly wise, outwardly foolish. The heart of Gotoku, which refers to Shinran himself, the heart of Gotoku is such that I am inwardly foolish, outwardly wise. So, Shinran Shonin often referred to himself as Gotoku, the bald-headed, foolish one. His calling himself such, that I'm a foolish one, comes from his true realization of himself as he reflected himself in the spiritual light of Amida Buddha. As Gotoku, he never claimed himself to be a teacher or leader. He always said he has no disciples or student, and that he can claim as his own student, because he is simply following the words of his master, Honen Shonin. You know, ordinarily, our way of thinking is that opposite of what Shinran says. We feel, regardless of whether I'm foolish or wise or in between, I want to be perceived as wise. I want to present myself better than what I am, I really am. I want to be looked upon as people of some respect. I want to simply look good. In other words, inwardly I may be foolish, but outwardly I like to present a better face. But to be truly live like Shinran's expression is not easy. It's not easy because to be truly honest to yourself is very, very difficult. It is not easy or almost impossible to be that honest, sincere, and true as Shinran lived, because we are basically foolish inward. It's not easy to be honest, sincere, and true to ourselves, because we are always attached to our selfish image of behaving to be good and hide our inner self. There is a well-known poem attributed to Zen priests called Ryokan, and it says as follows. This is a very well-known popular poem, and you might have heard this before. In Japanese, it says, 裏を見せ、表を見せて散るもみじ。Showing the back, showing the front, the maple leaves fall. Very simple. Showing the back, showing the front, maple leaves fall. What a beautiful description of true way of life as shown to us by the power of nature, the natural way of life. Here, Ryokan uses maple leaves, but it doesn't matter. It could be any leaves. In Hawaii, it could be mango leaves, lychee leaves, whatever it is. They fall naturally without any pretension. Maple leaves don't say, this is my better side. So I want people to look at me, a better side, as I fall. No way. They just fall naturally. No pretension. No attachment. Let's go back to what Shinran said when I quoted at the beginning. The heart of the wise is such that they are inwardly wise, outwardly foolish. The heart of Gotoku is such that I am inwardly foolish, outwardly wise. We like to show our front to others, not revealing our back. We want to show only the good side and not the bad side of us. Maple leaves fall naturally, and this is the true way of life, sincerely appreciating the great compassion of Amida Buddha. Even if we are unable to live truthfully, Like the falling maple leaves, let us go through life acknowledging our true self being illuminated by the light of Amida Buddha and live a life of gratitude and Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.